Really? What was I thinking? Episode number 49. Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show is brought to you by Target. With Halloween right around the corner, this is what you're going to love. 50% off adult, kid, baby, toddler costumes, and costume accessories. And you're also going to get 25% off home decorations this week at Target.com. Target is full of sales. 30% off rugs for 48 hours this week. 20% off clothing, shoes, and accessories that are running from October 2nd through the 8th. And one last one, 25% off furniture and decor. So to access all these shopping links, all you got to do is look at the show notes and you could find them right on your mobile phone and your desktop. You just got to press, look at the episode title, and you're going to see dot, dot, dot. And then you're going to see it pull up a bunch of choices, select view full description, and just scroll through the notes, and you're going to see the hyperlink for Target shopping. And if you're old school, just head on over to dinababel.com/podcast, and you're going to look for the Target shopping link located under episode number 49. Welcome back to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening. And this week and every week, I know you have choices, but today you chose mine. But friends are like chosen family, and I consider all my listeners, my guests on my show, my family. And if you're a woman who's dying to know what other women are thinking but not saying out loud, and if you are a man dying to know what women are thinking but not saying out loud either, then don't effing move, because you're in the right place. So I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and I am your host, Nina Babel. And I help both women, and especially you men, celebrate embarrassment in your lives. No filters, no judgments, no boundaries, none. This is where I get both men and women to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. Even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. And you know what? You guys like raw. You like real and raw, personal, real-life stories. And I give it to you. But hello, 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 October. I'm so excited because it's my birthday month. Another one. Life really begins in your late 30s. Seriously, before that, you're just doing research and you're studying for the test. Trust me when I say this. So I thought it would be really fitting for today's episode to recall those what was I thinking moments. Where you could just kick yourself in the arse. And you know what? This past week was really, really interesting. Well, number one, I went to the new African American Museum of Art here in Washington, D.C., which was a big deal. You're talking history that's gone back to the 1400s to present of all accomplishments from the African American community. And it's an eye-opener. And on the personal side, I got a lot of relationship calls, and not good ones. When it rains, it pours, and whatever everybody is drinking this week, shit was going down. Not only was it going down, but it was exploding. Let me tell you something. If there's any time I was doing cartwheels to be happily single, it was this week. All right, keep it 100, stirs. Are you ready to keep it 100? My hand is raised. How about yours?
Are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
So I love the skin that I'm in. And with my birthday coming up, you know, I really try to treat myself. You know, you gotta treat yourself. And now I'm at a point where there's no sugarcoating the truth anymore. Unless I'm gonna save your face, right? I'm gonna save you from the embarrassment. Otherwise, it's intentional. But Nina and her girly nation talk about our vulnerabilities. No questions or topics are off limits. And I address issues with unfiltered humor. And I try to empower you guys to feel better about yourselves every week. But do you ever do stupid things? I mean, you would be lying if you said no, right? I thought so. But in the end, this is what we have a habit of saying. What was I thinking? So in this episode, you're going to learn 5 things. Number 1, boom, story of my life. I knew better, but you know what? I did it anyway. Number 2, regrets. Look, follow your brain, because your heart is stupid as shit. Number 3, what was I friggin' thinking? Number 4, look, it's not your fault. It just wasn't a good look. And number 5, feeling vulnerable and embarrassed. I remember my parents always saying, think before you act, right? Almost like think before you speak. But we struggle with this. Especially if you are the emotive type like I used to be. I'm kind of still am. You just gotta push the right button to get all that out of me. So this is what I learned. You never make permanent decisions on temporary feelings. So I asked Girly Nation to share some of their permanent decisions that either backfired or scarred them for life. So today we're going to start with Leslie. I was always envious of those students who were smart to the max and received the well-deserved free rides to college. Leslie talks about her young and dumb moment. What was she thinking, missing out on this free ride?
I lost a scholarship to Florida State because that was my dream, go to Florida State Law School. Yeah, I lost that full ride.
How did you lose it?
So, you know, being young and dumb, and my son's father knew I had these opportunities and purpose. So I couldn't take my son to the school with me. But I didn't know at the time. They had a program. Then they had a dorm specifically for single moms.
Right, yeah.
But again, because my family wasn't that family that supported, that did that type of investigation for me, I didn't know.
Okay.
So I chose what I thought was mature and the right thing to do, which was stay home and go to school near my son so I could take care of that. So again, it was the lack of knowing my options.
Veronica picked her suitor to lose her virginity with. She was a sophomore in college at the time that really didn't want to renew her V-card. After all was said and done, what was she thinking?
I should start by saying that I'm Jewish, and so I went to Jewish summer camps.
Okay.
And maybe it's just totally cliche for a Jewish girl to lose her virginity at a Jewish summer camp. But that's what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was like with this guy who he totally broke my heart. He totally captivated me. He adored me, probably not in a healthy way. Like, again, it's probably more of that, like, I was getting my confidence and happiness from him type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But of course I was going for it because I really liked him and the way it made me feel.
Right.
And it probably turned into a little bit of an addiction. But anyway, so, and I knew that he had been around the block a time or two. And so only after like, and then, you know, when you're in summer camp, you don't really date. You're just kind of like, I don't know, hooking up or something. I don't know. So only after like a couple days of talking, we took a walk or a hike, not even into the woods, laid down a blanket. And I was like a little nervous. I never had sex before, but I didn't tell him that. I made him believe that I was not a virgin.
Oh.
Because I didn't think he'd want to have sex with me if I was a virgin.
Okay.
And it hurt so bad. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
I was just like, oh my God, I don't know why people care about doing this crap. This sucks. And that was kind of it. And then I told my friend, I was like, yeah, so we've already had sex. And I just remember the look on her face, like her jaw dropped, her eyes, like, you know, increased like, like twofold, like, really? Like, that was fast. And then I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done it. But whatever. I was, at that point, I was a little, I was older, so I was kind of happy just to kind of get it out of the way. Like, I didn't want to be a virgin anymore.
Yeah.
I think I was, let's see, I was, it was after my freshman year of college, so I was 19.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of my friends had lost their virginity. I mean, some in high school, but definitely a lot freshman year of college. And I just remember feeling just really almost ashamed that no one wanted to have sex with me. Huh. And then finally someone wanted to have sex with me. I was like, oh, let's just get over this. I don't want to have the V card anymore. And I didn't. It wasn't really that great. And he ended up breaking my heart anyways. So
try not to live life with regret. You're going to be in sticky situations. And this one is a little doozy. What was she thinking? These are the stories you wish you can forget, but you keep telling yourself, why?
I was 14. I was 14 and I worked at a McDonald's, and this 16-year-old girl who I just, you know, I thought she was beautiful and I wanted to be her friend. She was really cool and all of that. And so she invited me to a party. And, you know, so I made up some lie to my parents to say I was going to sleep over at her house or something. Mm-hmm. And we went to this party, which was in a place that I didn't know. I didn't have the address. I didn't know who these guys were. And, I ended up, she told me, well, you can sleep in this room. Well, fine. So I went to go to bed in this room, and I was wearing jeans and I didn't have anything to sleep in. So I took my pants off and, or, you know, took my jeans off because I didn't want to sleep in jeans.
Right.
Lesson number one, always keep your pants on.
Before we move on to lesson number two, in this next clip, bad decisions, we make them early when we're young and old too. But what was she thinking? If you're a woman, learn to say no from an early age. Practice it. Say no affirmations with confidence, with a poker face. Learn to be smart and learn to have an exit strategy no matter what situations you find yourself in. Alyssa didn't have one. That's why you need to hear her story.
And then some guy crawled in next to me. You know, and I was, I, and here's the thing. I did not know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. And, you know, he ended up, you know, kissing me. And I again, my heart was pounding a million miles an hour. And I didn't know.
You saw him before, right? Or
no, I mean, we had played, he was at the party. And so we had played pool, right? But at this party, but I don't even know if I knew his name, to be honest. And I didn't know how to say no. I didn't know if I should say no. I was, you know, kind of intrigued, right? Because mm-hmm. you know, no one had really ever kissed me before.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd had my first kiss, but, and then it went further and further, and he ended up literally pushing me down, to give him a blowjob. And I had no idea what to do. I was like pushing back against him, and he was adamant that this was going to happen.
Wow.
And again, I never said no.
Yeah.
And I was terrified and I didn't know what to do. And I mean, I, you know, choked and spit. I mean, it was horrible and terrifying. And I felt so dirty.
Dirty. Yeah. Yeah. I could
And that, you know, I couldn't call my parents for a variety of reasons. Number one, I would have gotten in huge trouble. Number two, I didn't know where I was. You know, I didn't know. And that was back before cell phones. So I didn't have a cell phone. I would have had to use the house phone and all sorts of things. I didn't have a ride. I mean, there was all sorts of bad decisions that led up to that. But, you know, when my parents listen to this podcast, it will be the first time they ever hear that story. And, you know, I want to make sure that my girls know, A, how to be smart, know where you are, know who you can call, make sure you have an exit strategy, and then the confidence to say, nope, I'm not doing this. Yeah. And and buy, right? And I didn't have any of that confidence to say that. And so, you know, whether it happens at 14 or 16 or 18, I want to make sure that I equip my kids to be able to stand up with that confidence and say that this is not something that I want to do with you. Right. So, yeah, it was tough. I felt dirty for a long time after that.
How about the girl that you went with? Was she still there?
I think she was, because the next morning then we got up and left early. And she thought it was just a great old time. And I don't remember if I ever even told her what happened. What I do know is that the next day she was like, yeah, you know, I told them all you were 16 and whatever. And I'm sure this guy, had he known how old, I'm not sure at all. I would think that if he knew that I was 14 rather than 16, that he might have made some different decisions as well. But maybe not. And you know, she was like, wasn't that awesome? Oh, you know, this and that and the other thing. And I just wanted to run.
So Alyssa's story did trigger a tucked away memory that honestly that I forgot about. And it is kind of scary to think the positions, the fucked up positions you put yourself in, or even the memories that are tucked away that you don't even realize. And this being one. And this was a time when I talk about green, I talk about stupid, green, and lost. What was Nina thinking? Thank God for Mother Nature. This is the time where she saved the day, literally. So this is back in my college days. Hung out with one of my father's family friends' daughters, and we occasionally hung out. But I think this kind of severed the relationship because she put me in a really awkward situation. And these are the times when, you know, you look to your friend or to stand up and say, look, we gotta go. We can't do this. But, you know, she was just an impressionable young girl just like I was and didn't have a backbone or didn't know what it meant to say no, now that I'm looking back. So I had this mad crush on this guy, you know, in my party days, and every party I would go to, he would always be there. And he would never talk to me. He would just stare. This went on for a good year. It was ridiculous. And then I got the opportunity to not only talk with him, but hang out. So we met up at this club, him and his best friend. I was with Lisa at the time. And they were like, why don't y'all come over? And I was like, oh, yeah, come over. But, you know, it was after hours, had no idea. You don't go hang out at a guy's house like after 1 a.m. in the morning. We didn't have cars. I don't know if we even knew how we were getting home, now that I think about it. Ugh. But long short, ended up going over there. I'm sitting in the living room. Lisa's in the bedroom with, I don't know if it was one or two of them, but my memory doesn't go back that far. But I'm going to say this, it was both of them. And I don't know what I was doing, sitting in the living room, maybe watching TV, but it was almost like she came back, said nothing. She was silent. No heads up, no shoulder bump to say, let's go. And they were like, it's almost like it's your turn. So I was like, what the hell? I didn't know where I was going. I went to the room, and then I forget the guy's name. Maybe it was Michael. I don't know. Let's just use Michael. Anyway, it's a stage name. And I don't know if we even had conversation, but we definitely made out. But we didn't like make out. Because I think I stopped it. Because I was like, what is going on here? Or maybe I got the kiss that I want. I'm thinking I probably got the kiss. But I know I stopped it because I was definitely a virgin. So he left the room realizing that he wasn't going to get anywhere. And then the other one comes in, Ricky, that's his name. And Ricky starts making the moves too. And I was like, oh no, dude, I'm not even attracted to your ass. And I think he still was pursuing and trying. And then he realized that I got my period. And I was like, ha! But let me tell you something. That alone, there's two levels of embarrassment there. One, actually three, now that I think about it. The girl, my best friend at the time, not even best friend, but my friend, not even having an ounce of, I don't know what to use the word, but just not being that girlfriend that you need. And two, going over a guy's house at any ungodly hour, you're asking for it. Literally, you are. And number three, why was I having sex with somebody that I don't even know? And I wasn't. But I think I was just so enamored that I was in the company of this guy that I had a crush on that I lost all my senses. Nevertheless, what was I thinking? All right, y'all. I am launching my Make Shit Happen journal. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. It's about goal setting in 2017. And it's not about thinking about it. It's not about saying it. It's about writing it down. Writing your dreams, actions, and goals for next year. And I'm already thinking this way in October. And why? Because we're going to be squatting up to do greatness with a little nudge from Nina. So get your pre-order. And to do that, you got to get on the list for a copy. You need to be on the list. Because if you're on the list, you're on the list to do greater things. But a little bit of background is, like, I'm the type of person that makes shit happen. And I always used to tell my dad that. So I feel like I have the ninja tips, the Nina ninja tips, to teach you guys to do the same thing and keep it 100 in your lives. So you need to visit bit.ly/make-shit-happen. College girls. She gave her number to someone she shouldn't have. My father always used to say, why do you give your number to guys that you have no interest in? And I don't know. It's this pressure, right? That you feel like you got to give your number. But I think now that we're hip to the game and smart, we just give fake numbers or just give an email address, something where we have a filter. Back then, we didn't have all that. So both her and her girlfriend were walking back to campus at 2 a.m. in the morning. Like, who does that in a major city? I mean, you're putting your safety in jeopardy in addition to running into this hoodlum guy that you don't know, that you gave your number to, who's kind of stalking you. What was she thinking?
I was scared too. We just walked so fast. I don't know what was going to happen, because, like, they were taller and
they're men. They're stronger than you.
It was second or third day in D.C. by ourselves. And I'm just like, are you serious? That was a super long story, but something else that was kind of scary. I saw that same guy, I think it was a few days later, back on campus at one of the parties for students. And I'm just like, why are you here?
Right.
Because I'm like, is he going to come up to me? Like, why didn't you text me or whatever? And then again, another time on the street. And I had to walk the other way because I'm like, oh my gosh. He approached me at that other party and was like, you didn't text me. And I'm like, whoa, you actually remembered. Like, you weren't drunk enough to not remember that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I will text you. And I saw him again. And of course, I was scared. But it's like, that shouldn't have happened. You know, if we would have just been wiser, not stayed out so late, or traveled in a bigger group, that could have been avoided. So I will never forget that.
What hour of the night was that, do you think?
I'm sorry?
What hour of the night do you think that was when you ran into the person?
May have been 2 o'clock.
Oh, in the morning?
Yeah. Crazy, because I do not stay up late. Oh, I do not. I'm usually in the bed 11 or 12 o'clock.
I know. Walking D.C. that hour? Yeah.
I should have known better.
Yeah. Let's, on the record, say that.
I should have known better.
But, you know, with guys like that, you know, there's certain guys that just live on campus preying on girls like that. Like, he's probably been on campus on a regular basis, whether he's picking up chicks or trying.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not like he was an ugly guy, so he wasn't successful. Like, cute, but I guess he's just keeping up with it. Girls are going to fall for him if he says the right thing.
In her previous relationship, she had her ego crushed when her boyfriend asked her what was she wearing. So this is a deal. She was trying to be all sexy, and obviously, come to find out, her boyfriend had no liking to lingerie. And that jaded her brain for 13 years of this relationship. And as far as I can remember, she's worn t-shirts after that time. But now she's in a new relationship, and she was trying to do the completely opposite, right? Turning a new leaf and trying to be all sexy. And she spent $300. And it turns out, this new guy, he doesn't even care about lingerie. What was she thinking?
What the hell's that? And you're trying to be all sexy. And then after that, t-shirts
to bed.
I think that's jaded you till now.
I have, but my friend here is not into that either. Oh my god, I spent, can I tell you, $300 to Rob and Andy sets in a row. My man
doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
He doesn't want to see you parading in it.
I asked him before I even came. He's like, no.
Oh, man.
Because I was like, don't you see like my
right. So you went from, what the hell are you wearing?
To, it doesn't really matter. Naked is fine with me.
That's his lingerie.
Yeah. So I've been jaded. Yes, I have been jaded.
That story will never die.
Oh, I just felt so, what the hell
is that? I know. And you're trying to be all girly.
Yeah.
Then to have your ego crushed.
So we all hit emotionally low points and dating somebody simultaneously, which is a deadly cocktail for making bad decisions and having boyfriend remorse and even giving yourself too quickly. What was she thinking? Well, she did learn that a lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect.
See, now I know too that it's got to take a few months before you really can see whether or not, you know, this person is what they say they are. At least the one that I was seeing, I think he was more like, I was at a bad point in my life where I had a very good friend that kind of betrayed me, and I was in a really emotionally low point, and then this guy kind of came into my life, and I think I attached onto that because of it.
Okay.
And so I made poor decisions, but I've done that before in the past where I've just, like I said, I just jump in. Yeah. And I have to be careful. I have to be careful about that. Make him prove himself a little bit more before I say I'm all in.
Erin just turned 40 years old. She said different things are important at different ages. 20 years ago, she would have lost sleep over a lot of the things that she said in vain or just didn't do correctly. There was no politically correct ounce of it. What was she thinking? Well, in this next clip, Erin's going to tell you the difference between the younger Erin and the Erin today.
Now, I remember one time I caught myself saying something snarky about somebody, and I was like, man, that was terrible. I felt really bad about that. And I talked to my friend and I was like, I can't even really apologize to the person because they don't know that I said it.
Right.
And I don't want to make them feel worse right. by like bringing it up to them. But I was like, I just need to tell someone what I did and that I do feel bad and that I know why
right.
that was didn't come from a good place.
Right.
And then let myself move on. Because I felt really guilty and really bad about it for a few days. And it wasn't even that bad.
Right.
It was something about the car they drove in, so they should be able to afford something. And I was like, that's none of my business. Yeah. Oh my God, right. why would I say that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
But I just got caught up in whatever conversation was happening and said it in front of some girlfriends and went back and to the one that I'm close to and was like, I'm so sorry I said that. She's like, what do I care? And I was like, well, no, I just want you to know that that's not
right.
really me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make a big deal of it and call it out to everyone, right. but I just
don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about that. And I right. really want to not do that again.
But look, I mean, you wouldn't have done that 20 years ago.
Right.
You would have walked away from it.
And not even thought about it.
Right.
And girls do that all the time
mm-hmm.
to each other. I was yes. like, we're so hard on each other.
Yes.
We need to be kinder.
I know.
To each other. Like you were in class and you look at someone. Like I always go back to my Pilates class because that's what I do all the time. Okay. But like that's how. And there's all these people that I just kind of see in passing. You know, yeah. I say hi or whatever. But I don't really know them.
Yeah.
And so it's like we're so quick to make judgments on
like that.
These people mm-hmm. and they're all and it's all women yes. and we're all trying to look cute and fit
right.
and it's I really just try to have like a lot of self-awareness not only what I'm saying but what I'm thinking and how it's making me feel
yeah
because I don't want I'm supposed to leave there feeling good and right. better about what I'm doing for myself and
right.
not feeling like I'm not 25. I don't look like
yeah,
that, you
right,
know, and,
right.
and get like that about it. So, but it's hard mm-hmm. sometimes. It's really hard.
The past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. It doesn't have somewhere to live. When one door closes, people get a hammer and nails to make sure that bitch is shut forever. So I share these head-scratcher stories to everyone because you know what? There's so many situationships that put us in shituationships. And shit happens, right? We realize that. It's part of growing up. It's how we mature into adulthood. And you know what? As a result, we become that better person. So I say all of this to drive this next point. And I want you guys to listen. The key is this. God removes a person in your life for protection. And think about that when you go running after them. Accept what is and forget what was. Deal?
Sounds like a deal to me.
And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Your go-to girlfriend is here to empower you every week and level up your self-confidence so that, you know what, you realize your sense of worth. We celebrate embarrassment, self-love, and all those life lessons that make you go, sheesh. Life is too short to worry about the stupid people and things that they made us do. All I can say this is have fun, be careful, be smart, fall in love, be open, regret nothing, and don't let people bring you down. The fact that you all are being open, vulnerable, and honest, again, is a true testament of what Keep It 100 really means. It means you keep it 100, we keep it real and true. But wait a minute. Before you go, I want you to do two things. If you like this episode or any other ones, kindly leave me a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. I'll tell you why, because I rely on it a whole lot. It helps me grow, it helps me stand out from the crowd, and it helps you women and men understand us and them better. Thinking number two is the best conversations happen after each podcast episode. So this is what you need to do. If you have a question, a pitch, a story, you can email me directly at ask@ninababel.com. That's Nina Babe with an L, that's how you spell it, babe with an O, .com. Again, ask ninababel.com and tell me what you're struggling with, people, right now. Even if it's something really, really small, don't hesitate. But tune into Thursday's episode where we're going to do this. We're going to have a clap back to last week's Keep It 100 moment where men are speaking up this time, but they are going to reveal, ladies, what bugs them in a new relationship. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show drops every Tuesday on iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. If you like my style, my episodes, spread the good word on social. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. You could use the handle @NinaBabel. And again, my last name is Babe with an L, like, hey, babe. And that's how we keep it 100 this week. I keep it real. I keep it true. Smooches!